If you're planning to travel over the next week for the holidays, there's good news and bad news. The good news is that conditions are supposed to be fairly mild for much of the U.S. without any of the major storms that foiled some people's Thanksgiving travel plans this year. The bad news is it's going to be another record-setting week for the sheer volume of people traveling. Let's bring in Seth Kaplan, here and now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, so let's start with the bad news. More than 115 million Americans planning to travel more than 50 miles for the holidays this year. That's up about 4% over last year. What are the worst travel windows to avoid?
On the road, Jeremy, it's the 2 days after Christmas, Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 27th. That's because the pre-Christmas travel is kind of more spread out among more days just based on where Christmas falls this year in the middle of the week. In the air, Friday and Saturday, those same dates are busy, but the busiest of all, this Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st. I should say Thursday and Friday after, and then Friday and Saturday before the 20th and 21st.
And only about 5% of Americans are planning to fly, although those numbers are up too. How are ticket prices on the airlines this year?
They don't look all that different from last year because airlines have added about as many more seats as there are more people traveling. Travel up about 3% this year, according to the airline industry trade group. But the lack of MAXes in the air, the 737 MAXes, it's at a time like this when fares are higher than they would otherwise be because it's at peak times when airlines just get every airplane up into the sky. So with some of those planes missing, in the end, it is supply and demand economics. Fares at least a little bit higher than they would be if those planes were there.
And the top domestic destinations this year are Orlando and Anaheim, California, and Honolulu. So I'm thinking Orlando and Anaheim, Disney. Everybody's going to Disneyland and Disney World.
Exactly. Hey, the Angels, Major League Baseball, don't play this time of year, right? So if people are going to Anaheim, that's exactly why. And in fact, if you look over the list of top 10 destinations, almost all of them are sunshine destinations. A notable example, New York City coming in at number 7 on that list.
Now, in terms of a white Christmas, as we said, the conditions aren't going to be – there's not going to be big storms. So are there going to be any places that will see a white Christmas this year?
Yeah, that's even within the weather forecast, kind of a good news, bad news scenario, like what you said at the outset, right? The good news may be good for travel, the bad news. Yeah, although we are still a week out, so it's hard to pinpoint, and there still could be surprises. Generally speaking, the chances tend to be better out west because the snow just starts earlier. Mm-hmm. Even snowy places in the east don't get it as early. But that said, yeah, the long-term outlook for now looks just warmer than usual in general. Even Anchorage, Alaska, the Washington Post noted they've had 33 consecutive white Christmases in a row. They are at risk of not having a white Christmas this year.
Okay, now I'm going to give you a really hard question with 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. How does de-icing work?
Right, and I'll explain the history of the world if I have an extra few seconds, right? Yeah, it's not just about how cold it is. You also need precipitation. So it could be really cold, but not a problem, whereas it could just kind of be 20 degrees, and if you have snow, you're going to wait at the airport for that fluid to come on and get the ice off the plane.
Seth Kaplan, you did it. Here and now, transportation analyst. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Jeremy, thank you.